Hi people, how are you? I am Anna, and today I go to talk with you. It's of the parallel vision people and how we look at the technology for these people. In parallel vision blind or low of vision people use your hands to touch the things. In these 2 years of the 19 COVID pandemic, the impairment of vision peoples has so many difficulty to has the access to the culture, and this difficulty it's increase. With this increase is to isolation and segregation of these people. I think about it and I realized that the visual impairment people even has all the technologies, but they didn't know how to use all this technology. If we could to teach technology in online form for these people, regardless of their countries, social classes, or age, we have more culture included for us. I think about it and I looked for some apps and sites that have included for the impairment of vision peoples. For example, the first it's an app. This app has from Google Play and Apple Store, and it's from Android and iPhones. This app it's from the Museu do Amanhã in Brazil, and this app has audio descriptions of all the exposition in this museum. The next, it's a site of Dorina Novil Library in Brazil too. This virtual library has many and a lot of audiobooks about a lot of things. You can hear these audiobooks for free. The last, it's some streams like Netflix, Paramount Plus, Amazon Prime, and Disney Plus. These streams have the audio description in your movies and series in English and in other languages of all the countries. In conclusion, I have a social project. My social project, it's technology class. I give technology class for the impairment of vision peoples, and I teach them how to use all the technology and the sites and the apps for their lives in online form. So I go to show you these little things that I say from these apps and sites, for example. Let's go to the Museu do Amanhã.
Cosmos. A primeira área do museu chama-se Cosmos e é uma enorme estrutura oval com paredes pretas e brilhantes do lado de fora. Sua estrutura mede cerca de 9 metros de altura. Neste grande ovo negro há uma entrada, e ao entrar nesse portal cósmico, você fará uma viagem no tempo. O portal cósmico é o início do percurso narrativo da exposição.
De onde viemos? Viemos do cosmos.
Now I go to show you a little part of the Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, and this audiobook is from Dorina Novil.
Pequenos peixes passavam velozes por ele como flechas prateadas. Uma ou duas vezes ele viu um vulto maior nadando mais adiante, mas quando se aproximou, descobriu que era apenas um grande tronco enegrecido ou uma moita densa de plantas. Não viu sinal algum dos outros campeões, nem dos sereianos, nem de Rony, nem, graças a Deus, da lula gigante. Plantas verde claras se estendiam à sua frente até onde sua vista podia alcançar, como um prado coberto de relva muito crescida.
Now I go to show you a little part of an audio description from Netflix. This audio description is from the series that's called Julie and the Phantoms. And this little audio description is from the first episode of this series.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Words Appear, a Netflix original series, Hollywood, 1995. At night, outside of a venue, a neon sign reads Orpheum, above a sign that reads Sunset Curve, Showcase, Sold Out. Inside, stage lights illuminate a band of four teenage boys. Blonde drummer counts them in. A brunette boy with shaggy hair sings lead vocals.
And was it? I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Kisses and bye.